fucking chip in your hand. So, in my opinion, the mark of the beast is twofold. It's A, you got to get the vaccine, and then B, you got to get the chip. But maybe you won't even have to get the chip, because Jake told me that someone was asked, I'm going to stop this freaking, Jake was asked, or somebody, someone big was asked, what about the mark of the beast, or I mean, what about the microchip? And the guy's like, oh, we don't even need that anymore, we can just inject it.
Well, nanotechnology, yeah. Basically.
Nanotechnology. There's a one lady, she's a financial, you know, person, and she explained what's happening, and people would never accept it if they knew what it was.
Right. So they gotta do a bait and switch. You know? Tell you it's one thing and then switch it to another.
Yeah. Not even tested. I believe that they already know what it is, and they know what it does, and they've already tested it, and they're like, yep, kill percentage rate is 100%. Okay, it's good to go. Send that baby out the door.
Yeah.
It, you know, my sister, I just talked to my sister. She's a nurse. She got vaccinated. Couple of shots or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, I'm all for the vaccine. She's a Christian.
Yeah.
She says, but I'm also for people to be able to choose if they want it or not. And it's like, well, kudos to you. But you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
Think she does. That's the thing about a lot of these educated, so-called smart people. They're, you know, fucking dumb.
Yeah. We call them OE, overeducated.
Overeducated and cognitive dissonance.
Yeah, cognitive dissonance.
They've got their dogma, so you can't be right because you're, you know. They were taught this way in school, and they know that you know, they can't be wrong, so you have to be wrong. It's like...
Well, yeah, think about the fake science that they use, you know, about vaccines. I mean, when you have a product that's never had a double-blind, true, organic placebo study, and then you call your vaccine that has never had that, safe and effective when it's never been proven to be safe and effective. I mean, the history of vaccines, if you look at how they produce them, not just produce them, but how they test them, they will do what they call a placebo study, a new vaccine versus an old vaccine, and then call that a placebo study. When that's not reality, that's fake science.
Yeah, but people have this attitude where they put their faith in these people, and whatever they say is what, you know, what's the bottom line? Is it safe and effective or not? They don't even have to know exactly how they came to the, you know, but they just figure the top minds are on this, so they don't realize that the top minds are completely corrupt.
Right.
They're not your friend. It's like the police. They're not your friend. They're like, every time they do an interrogation, trying to get someone, they're trying to get you to confess to murder or to spill your guts. And they're like, you know, I'm trying to help you out here. This is your chance to tell me, you know, to help yourself. This is your chance to help yourself. It's like, no. If I talk to my lawyer would say, don't tell him anything.
Right. Plead the fifth.
It's like, just because you're a police officer doesn't mean you're my friend. I could be completely innocent. You could fucking still put me in jail for the rest of my life. Because
right.
That's what you guys do. You guys got lots and lots of people in jail that are innocent. You fucking frame them. And everyone else just... just figures, well, cops know what they're doing. They're the smart ones. Well, actually, they're not. They're fucking dumb as shit. They don't know they don't even know our rights. They don't even get taught them.
Well, they don't even know the law.
They don't even know the law. And a lot of sheeple don't know the law either.
Right.
And at the end of the day, they think they are the law.
Well, they are the law. They have to carry the bigger guns.
Their DNA. They became hybrid humans or whatever. They had their alien DNA. They changed. They're genetically modified. Noah was perfect in his genetics, right?
Yeah.
Because he wasn't modified.
Right. He wasn't mixed with the alien DNA.
Everything so far fits. You have the mark of the beast, which is 666. They say, well, it's got to be in the hand. Okay, fine. In Sweden now, they just passed this thing where people are now, and they were way ahead of us anyway. They were doing this when COVID first came out, but they were going cashless. Well, anyway, now right on their chip, they're putting the chip in people's hand now to verify whether or not they got the what?
Vaccine.
The fucking vaccine, which is 666. You know, it's like saying, well, the mark of the beast.
Hold on. Explain how it's the vaccine is the 666 again.
Because it's the number.
I know. How do you get the number though? Where'd you get that from?
666.
Yeah.
The serial number, the patent number.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Was it HR what?
Well, that's the HR the. House of Representatives Bill 66666. That's one bill, which is COVID Tracing and Tracking Everyone Act, which is the same thing as the Mark of the Beast. Can't buy or sell. Got a chip in you. All of it fits the criteria, except people will say, but that's a vaccine, not a chip, not something on the hand. The Mark of the Beast is going to be in your hand. Well, it will be. To prove that you got the vaccine. But the vaccine is totally demonic and an abomination. It's like back in Noah's day. Those guys, they were an abomination.
Because they were having sex with angels, the Nephilim.
Well, they were doing something that was messing up their DNA.
Yeah, they were having sex, man.
See,
with
I don't.
Demons.
It's kind of like people think they can do whatever they want as long as they don't take the mark of the beast. It's like, no, you can't. Whatever you want. You can't take that vaccine. I don't believe you can take that vaccine.
Yeah.
But why do you get the chip? Well, because see, most people, they don't want to necessarily give up their cash and be cashless. They don't want to be tagged with a chip. But if you have this, you know, national state of emergency where they say there's a flu and you could put other people at risk. Now that's a really different approach altogether.
Yeah.
You're saying,
yeah, I had
this vaccine. Well,
I did a moving job a couple weeks back and I met this guy, you know, a hardcore Christian dude. And we get to talking and I asked him, did you take the vaccine? And he's like, oh, yeah, of course I did. He said, I have this roommate that is a kind of a sick guy, you know, he's sick all the time. And he's like, I didn't want to offend him, so, you know, I took the vaccine because I'm a Christian and I don't want to offend somebody. I'm like, all right, so when the Word of God says that if you love the world, you're not of God, but if you hate the world is going to hate you. And you're a Christian, the world's not supposed to like you, dude. But if you're trying to please the world, you're not pleasing God. And I was like, number one, I said, do you know what's in the vaccine? Do you even look it up?
Fuck.
You know? Hey, let's stop here for this gas station. But, Yeah, I told him about the aborted fetus cells and all that stuff that are in there, you know. I said, do you really think God's going to want you to put a vaccine that has aborted fetus cells in it? And he just kind of looked at me with this blank stare, like, you know. Like, maybe he did something wrong, but he didn't realize it.
What do you think the abomination of desolation is? I mean, some people would say it's a temple in Jerusalem and this and that. Other people would say, well, the temple is your body. And, you know, what's... So I'm going to go with the temple in Jerusalem and the Antichrist is in the temple and he says some shit like he's God or we are all God, but I'm the leader. Whatever, you know.
It's very interesting.
But I think what the most, one of the most interesting thing is outside of COVID is what fucking Trump did. And it wasn't just Trump, but it was Trump, his son-in-law Kushner. And they're very close to Netanyahu, I mean, like family. And they created this Abrahamic Accord.
Right.
And that's with both parties, that's basically uniting everyone around the temple,
right?
Bringing everyone into this temple, all religions, especially the Jews and the Muslims, to have peace.
Well, you know, did you hear about that one guy who...
What do you know about that, though? What do you know about that Abrahamic Accord?
Well, there's this guy who's claiming that he's basically the next Messiah. He's a Jewish guy. David Bond something, I can't remember his name off the top of my head. But, yeah, the Jews are now claiming this guy to be the Messiah. It's interesting. I'll often show you those videos about it.
Well, I'm just telling you, I mean, I don't like to be one of these guys who says, oh, the rapture's going to happen next year or something like that. But when it comes to this mark being the mark of the beast, I really believe it is. And I believe that, you know, for real, this is... I had a woman call me that God told to call me. She didn't know me. I didn't know her. And she called me and said that we are living in Revelations 13, 16 through 17. And I had a storage unit that was 16, 17. It wasn't, that was the whole number, 16, 17. You know? Wow. And I was like, man, God's speaking through these numbers.
Yeah.
We're gonna actually we're gonna go under martial law. You're gonna get hit. We're lights out, man. You guarantee you're gonna get a fucking EMP. Now, I'm banking on this. First of all, I don't care. At the end of the day, I give up. I die. But I'm banking that this red October. That shit, Red October, that movie, that's exactly what happens. It's in the fall. It's in the fall when that shit happens. When we get hit, and we're gonna get hit. It's not because of this latest news about Russia. It's because I've listened to enough, like one guy, he was a insider, like a Zionist. He said, we're gonna brown up America. He said, you white men are finished. And he said, we're not investing in America anymore. We're taking all our investments and putting them in the yen and shit like that. And he said, America's going to get hit. We're going to hit America with a smaller size nuclear attack. You know, take out a few cities or whatever, whatever. We're gonna hit America to create, you know, that state of emergency so then they can bring in the United Nations to occupy us. Something like that. But I've heard all kinds of stuff like that. That would, you know, like North American Indian prophecies, polar shifts, America's gonna lights out. If lights go out, there ain't gonna be no food on the shelves.
Yeah, it'll be about 90% of the people are gonna die.
And they're gonna die anyway. But this will really help speed things up.
Yeah.
And then after the ash crashes, rises a new world order. This right. is, see, because they got to get rid of the Constitution. You got to remember what I believe. I believe this is the mark of the beast, and right now they're getting everyone that would take it willingly through coercion. But they'll take it voluntarily.
Yeah.
They'll take it. They're getting all of them right now. And then they're going to say it's mandatory. And I look at the rest of the world. I look at the lockdowns in Australia, the people being arrested, put in internment camps for 14 days. This is all part of the new normal. They heat the water up just, you know, little by little by little, make it the new normal. It's only going to get worse. They have fucking model actors in these FEMA camps posing for that it's not bad. It's okay. Like, they're trying to make it like, oh, it's good. Did you see that? You didn't see that?
Yeah.
They're making commercials now for people going to these internment camps in Australia. They're making commercials for it. And they have models posing, all, you know, in the two tiers and just like, hey, it's okay, man. It's no big deal. You know, it's a good time. I could play the video for you. Holy shit, dude. I mean, what?
Wow.
You got to look at India has already, they're more extreme right now. And they're mostly Muslim over there or... whatever, they, you know, the
Hindu.
The Muslims hate them, you know, like, Muslims want to kill, you know, there's so many things going on right now. All we need is a world war, and it's, we're in Revelations for sure. Because the Bible says all these things are going to happen. These are the beginning of sorrows.
Right.
Nation rise against nation, there'll be war, famine,
pestilence.
So, if you look at the horsemen, okay, one comes in and does this, another comes in and does that. These are all birth pains.
There's a horse up there.
A cow. No, it's their birth pains.
Right.
I don't know how far we're going to get, but... I just have to trust the Lord. I definitely am not worthy. I think some people are worthy because he says pray to be accounted worthy to escape all these things.
And hope it doesn't happen in the wintertime.
Well, there's an hour of temptation that comes upon the whole world. And I don't know what that hour of temptation is, but it's probably a very hard, difficult time. And you're tempted.
An hour means like a year.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably is. You're tempted. You're suffering. Your kids are dying. You're whatever, you know. I was trying to sell my food storage to someone. I told Ricky, I said, I paid money for the lids, the buckets, the Mylar bags, the rice. I said, the rice, this is the best rice you can buy in Walmart. I said, it's called Royal Rice, and it comes in burlap sacks.
Yeah.
And that rice is $18. And I have like a bag and a half of rice of that. Or maybe, I don't know if it's two bags. Or maybe the bags I got were like much bigger, because they were from like... They were bigger. Cause they're so anyway, each bucket is worth like I'm probably low on this, but each bucket's worth $30 to $40. And I'm not saying that I would sell them for that, but that's what I have invested.
Wow.
Cause I filled this whole back of the pickup, the whole bag of the pickup. It looked like sandbags on top of sandbags. The whole truck was doing a wheelie. I filled up, well, I know those buckets are worth more than what I just said, but storage. Full buckets. Bucket.
Full of buckets. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting.
Now, I totally believe we're in the tribulation right now. And a lot of people can't believe it, but they say, well, and if they're smart, they'll say, well, there has to be a 7-year peace agreement. And I say, well, then look at the Abrahamic Accord. All right, I'm going to look at that. When did that come? What year did the Abrahamic Accord begin? The Abraham Accord are a joint statement between the State of Israel, the United Arab Emirates, and the United States of America, reached on August 13th. Of course, it'd be 13. So you have, okay, 2020.
Right.
Now, so that happened in 2020. We're in the first half of the tribulation right now. We haven't even got to the point where he does the abomination desolation and causes all to receive the mark. Something's going to happen up to that point when this guy takes the stage. Probably something big. And I think what happens is America gets attacked and there's a war. And then they create peace. But, well, okay. In the middle of the tribulation, the Antichrist breaks the covenant. The peace agreement is broken. So, maybe America, Arabs, and Jews, the Israels, they have this peace agreement. And somebody breaks it. Probably the Arabs break it. And that's probably where the Antichrist comes from. Or the Jew. I don't really care because they're both kingdoms of this world. Flesh. Kingdoms of the flesh, not of the spirit. They're all trying to get their Messiah here so they can have their on earth. You know?
Yeah. They want to take over the world.
They want to basically say, convert or die.
Right.
And they have the Noahide laws, and you can listen to these Zionist Jews. They talk about what it's going to be like. Their Messiah is in charge. And you have a Messiah that's going to basically join the Arabs and the Jews. They're going to both come together. And the ones that they don't like are the Christians, because one of their laws, it's a Noahide law, but one of their laws, and you remember, the Jews believe in the Sabbath. And so a lot of people think that the Catholic Church is going to be pushing Sunday worship, and that if you do this Sunday worship thing, then you're taking the mark of the beast. And they'll say that the Sabbath is the mark of God, and I look at it like, no, the Jews build the Antichrist temple, they create peace in the Middle East, and this temple is for the Antichrist, who brings all the world together under him, under his control. But there's a law that you can't worship more than one God. You can only worship one God because God is one. Well, they say the Christians worship more than one God because they worship three gods. They say Christians worship the Trinity. And so they're blasphemous. They gotta go. I think the Jews, I don't think it's going to be about the Sabbath, but no, I think it is, actually, because I believe that the Sabbath will be law, because it's going to be under the Jewish thing. I don't know if the Muslims worship the Sabbath, they probably do, but I believe that the Sabbath is going to be law, and when in Matthew it says, pray that your flight be not in winter or on the Sabbath day. I believe that's because when God, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, this Antichrist standing in the holy place, when he does this abomination, the Bible says, flee to the mountains. Don't go down and get your jacket. Don't go, you know, don't just go. But pray when you go that that day is not on the Sabbath, because if it is and you're found working, you can be put to death. I've listened to the Zionist Jews talk about it. Because the Sabbath is serious business with them. They're going to stone you or kill you or whatever if you're working on the Sabbath. I know a lot of Christians would probably buy into that because that sounds biblical. Because it was once upon a time part of the gospel. I mean, Paul came to bring the gospel, but anyway, that's what I believe, because I've listened to a lot of this stuff on the Jews, how they talk. You gotta listen to what they say about themselves and what they're not Christian. I mean, the stuff I listen to, these guys are not Christians. They want to kill the Christians, basically. And they think their Antichrist is their Messiah is like here. They say he's here. And they want world peace. And the only thing they're against is the Christians, really, because they're of this world. They hate Christians. Because they're worshiping the devil. Hey, there's an ice house just like the one I just sold. You know, I couldn't believe how people treated me when I put that ice house for sale. I put it out there for sale. Well, and then I went to bed. It was at 3 o'clock in the morning when I posted it. And I shut my phone off. When I woke up the next morning, I had 26 people who wanted to buy it. I didn't know who was first or whatever. It didn't matter to me, really. I just said, hey, everyone. I just woke up and turned on my phone, and I have 26 people that want this ice tent. So, do I hear 175? Because I was asking 150. I said, I don't know who should have it. There's people writing me left and right asking me to hold it for them till they get out of work and stuff like that. And I don't want to hold it, but I, you know, do I hear 175 to help narrow this down? And somebody said, I'll give you 175. And another guy said, I'll give you 200. So I figured, okay, I'll do it for 200. Are you ready now? And he's like, yeah, I'm ready. I'll come down right now. I said, okay. Well, after I did that, I had all these people writing me nasty fucking mean letters and shit to me. Calling me up, harassing me. I'm serious. I can read you what they fucking wrote me. To call me a piece of shit. I did them dirty. All this stuff. I even got engaged with them a little bit to say, hey, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I never promised you anything. They're like, I was first. I mean, how do you know you were first? You weren't first. You know, I don't know who was first.
Crazy.
Oh, it was. It was insane. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I've been doing this a long time. I've never had a bunch of people act that way over a fucking ice tent. I bought that thing for like 40 bucks or something like that at a garage sale in the summer.
Really?
I sold it for 200. But it sounds like, shit, sounds like I could have got like 250. But that's all I used to do is I'd hit garage sales and Goodwills and just flea markets. And just, that's all I did is buy. At the same time, I'm selling. It was great life. All in all, if I make it to heaven, man, it'll be awesome. because I can always overlook the bad.